CHED. 630 CHED. Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
Good morning from the 630 CHED 24-hour news center. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois. 11 o'clock, it's 0 degrees in Edmonton. Charges have been laid against two people in a year-old homicide. 630 CHED's Thomas Dias has some details.
The investigation began in February of last year around 3:30 in the morning on a Sunday. Police say two males were found suffering from stab wounds in the area of 102nd Street and 107th Avenue, with a third man found stabbed in a nearby apartment. 23-year-old Dang Matthew Garong Tong of Edmonton would soon die from his injuries in hospital, with police believing both incidents were related. And while there's no word on a possible motive, 37-year-old Billy Joel Nelson and 27-year-old Tyler Strathdy have both been charged with first-degree murder. They're also charged with three counts each of attempted murder and aggravated assault. Both suspects are expected to appear in court on April 20th. Thomas Dias, 630 CHED News.
Red Deer is dealing with a spike in violent crime. There have been three murders in the city since November of 2015. Prior to that, the city hadn't dealt with a murder since New Year's Day 2013, when Lloyd Sarson was found gunned down in his vehicle. Red Deer Mayor Tara Veer says the recent spike in violent crime is concerning.
We were very fortunate as a community where we did have a couple of years without homicides. And then, unfortunately, over the past couple of months, there has been a couple of homicides, which obviously have had significant impact on the community.
In the last week alone, Mounties charged a man for shooting a BB gun at the downtown RCMP detachment and are searching for two people who allegedly ran over a man after stealing his vehicle. The city would like to hear from you. Edmonton City staff are trying to figure out how the new bike lanes should be laid out on 40th Avenue between 106th and 119th Streets. The city staff will be answering questions as they host an open house at the Royal Gardens Community Hall between 1 and 4 this afternoon. Community League President Nadir Bellamer says getting away from on-street bike lanes would be best.
Most people are supportive of bike lanes. It's just getting it done in the right way so that they are very useful in the way that they're positioned geographically and in a safety way that they are separated from the street.
The first set of bike lanes in that area were removed back in August as the on-street lanes weren't working for drivers or cyclists. Top suspect in November's attacks in Paris has been released from a Brussels hospital and will soon be questioned by police. That says France pressures the fast-track extradition of Salah Abdeslam. French President François Hollande is warning that more arrests will come as authorities try to dismantle a terror network much larger than originally suspected. A jetliner coming from Dubai crashed early today in southern Russia as it came into land, killing all 62 people aboard. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, as ABC's Patrick Reval reports from Moscow.
The Fly Dubai flight crashed as it tried to land at an airport in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don. The cause of the crash is not yet known, but local emergency services have said they currently believe the most likely reason was bad weather. Emergency service officials said the plane's wing clipped the runway on a second landing approach because of difficult weather conditions, but officials say that that is still just a working theory for now. Patrick Reval, ABC News, Moscow.
Checking 630 CHED Sports, the Oilers knocked off the Canucks 2-0 last night at Rexall Place, thanks in large part to Cam Talbot making 40 saves for his third shutout of the season.
We played a pretty solid first there and didn't allow them much, but we knew that they're a pretty creative team and they're going to come out and put pucks on net and try to bang away at rebounds. So I thought we did a great job in front of our net tonight, controlling their sticks and boxing them out and letting me see the puck.
There was no scoring until the second period when Jordan Eberle beat Vancouver's Jacob Markstrom.
You know, it kind of lifted us a bit. We were a little bit sloppy up until that point, especially in the second period, but I liked our third. I liked the way we finished.
Eberle's 22nd goal of the season, with Matt Hendricks scoring in the third. The Oilers are now set to take on the Avalanche tomorrow night. Face-off show begins at 6 o'clock on 630 CHED, with puck drop at 7:30. Checking 630 CHED weather, mix of sun and cloud today. A little more cloud than sun right now. Some 40-kilometer-per-hour winds, high of 7 degrees. Clear sky tonight. The wind will ease off a little in the overnight period, a low of minus 5. An increase of cloudiness tomorrow morning, then a cloudy day with some 20-kilometer-per-hour winds and a high of 6 degrees. Snow Monday, high of minus 1. Cloudy with a 40% chance of flurries Tuesday, a high of 0. Plus 2 with a mix of sun and cloud Wednesday, up to 10 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud Thursday. And then back down to 7 with a mix of sun and cloud on Friday. In Edmonton, it's 1 degree. Your next report at 11:30. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois for 630 CHED, Edmonton's breaking news and conversation station.
This Saturday, March 19th at Rona and Rona Home and Garden, scratch and save 10 to 100% on any purchase of $100. Come try your luck. Rona, good plan. Details at rona.ca.
The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. You may talk to the experts by calling 780-496-0063 on 630 CHED.
Good morning. Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Joe Hook. Got a couple interesting shows lined up for you coming up after lunch at our noon show, our second hour. Get your tax questions ready. Rob Chalk will be here from Altitude Accounting. So if there's something you'd like to know about taxes as you're getting ready to prepare yours, then today's the day. You can ask Rob all your tough questions, and he'll have an answer for you. And, I was thinking earlier today it'd be kind of fun if I would have had one of our funeral homes on the air today. It could have been our death and taxes show. But instead of that, we're actually talking about wellness and taxes and looking after yourself and all kinds of good things. We have one of my favorite guests. He's a character. We always love having him here. Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. Dr. Niz, welcome back.
Hey, Daryl. How are you today?
I'm grand. And yourself?
Doing well. Other than my voice sounding like Barry White, I think it's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit stuffy myself, so people have to just get past that. But you always have a lot of good things to share with people, so I think we'll get by the Barry White voice. And one thing I should let people know, now a lot of people have heard you on the air a number of times, because you're a regular guest of ours.
Yes.
And every time you come on, you you make sure you have openings for 20 new patients, and that's the case again today. And next week is a short week, and you're going to try and get the patients all in and checked out. So if someone out there listening has heard Dr. Niz a number of times and always thought, you know, I want to get this checked out, or I want to get that checked out, and I think, yeah, it's finally time, I got to go see Dr. Niz, book today, give them a call today. They want you to call. What time should they call? Before 2 o'clock?
They can start right now. So, I mean, we've got Donnie and Jolene at the clinic right now at the phones. And if they call 780-422-1087, like you said, Daryl, I've opened up 20 spots for this week. Because it's a short week, we're just going from Monday to Thursday. But if they give Donnie or Jolene a call, they can book in for one of those spots. Or they can come in for a consult. So a consult is having a sit-down with me to see if what they're dealing with is something that I can help them with.
Right.
If after listening to the show or have listened previously, if they know that there's something I can help them with, they can book in for a new patient exam today. And if they do, we'll give them a $50 gift certificate towards that patient exam.
Fantastic. And if you're driving right now and you don't remember the phone number, 780-422-1087, you can find all that information at citycenterhealth.com. But as soon as you get to your destination, make sure you call if you know you want to come in and get checked out. Because Dr. Niz will look after you.
And just to note, the phones get really busy, so if anybody calls and they get the answering machine, please leave a message, and we'll guarantee that one of Donnie or Julian will give you a call back before the end of day today. So if you do get the voicemail, leave a message, and we'll ensure to return your call.
Now, we always like to go over some of the things you offer, and you started out with chiropractic, and the whole world of the whole chiropractic world has evolved and changed so much since, I'm sure, you started, and definitely over the last 10, 20 years. One of the big things you look after now is decompression therapy.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a really good observation. You know, I've been doing this for 16 years, practicing health for over 20. The thing is, what's happened is the human species changed what it does movement-wise, many ways, eating-wise as well and thinking-wise, but in accordance to what we're doing here today, movement-wise. You know, we sit more than we ever have as a human species. It's not normal, as much as we try to assume it is because we're brought up sitting from day one when you go to school. It's just not normal. So the posture that we're using in our movement pattern today puts more weight on our spine, our muscles, and our discs. And we see more disc injuries or disc bulges or herniations than I ever have in the 16 years. In the last 3 or 4 years, it seems to be happening more and more. And I also think what's happening is people have them, and they're not symptomatic yet. So by the time we see someone in our office, that's when it becomes symptomatic. You know, it's impossible, unless you've had an acute injury like a car accident or a bad fall, to bulge a disc right away. So by the time someone feels a symptom, they've had something going on for a while. Regardless, I mean, I have a person who's an athletic person right now. He's a marathon runner. I know him well. And he came in recently just with a calf strain. You know, in the calf muscle, it was like a vice grip in his leg. Just didn't seem right. So we worked on that, and it wasn't getting better. So we realized there's something going on in his low back. And, you know, after taking x-rays, after a couple visits, I said, nah, this is not a calf strain. We sent him for x-rays. He came back, and we saw the disc. The disc injury was there. And the first thing he said to me is, I don't have any pain there. And I said, that's why. It's always a good idea to get your posture checked out, or if you have any symptoms in the past that have went away, chances are the condition hasn't. So therefore, we're seeing a lot of people coming in when the symptom happens, but what I recommend people to do is get checked out. You know, find out what's going on with your posture first. Then if there's something there, you have an option in the future to do decompression if necessary. But anybody that's dealing with symptoms like I've mentioned, any sciatica, bulging in the discs, herniated discs, you know, mainly chronic low back issues. If you have chronic low back issues, there potentially could be a disc injury that's causing the area not to heal very properly. So you want to get checked out and see if it is, and then we take the appropriate measures to get you the best care possible.
And, you know, we talk about this every time you're on the air. Someone might have a lifetime of bad habits that have resulted now in something that they have with a compressed disc, and it's presenting itself in one way or another. But it's your job to sort of be the medical CSI examiner and do all the research to find out what the root cause of the problem is, because if you just treat the symptoms, not the cause, you could be treating the symptoms forever and never fix it.
Absolutely. I mean, the main thing we focus on when people come into the clinic, regardless of what they present with condition-wise, is taking a look at them as a whole. The body works as one whole unit. You can never have an ankle injury and it not affect the rest of your body. You can never have a diseased heart and a healthy lung. So the body is one whole unit. It works together collectively. So what we always do is check the entire body structure. For example, everybody that comes into the clinic, if they were to come in with a shoulder injury or a neck injury, low back injury, we're going to always fundamentally check their posture, because their posture will dictate what's been happening for years. So we put them through examination, send them for x-rays if required, and do a posture assessment on them. Then the next visit they come in, we do the report of findings. So at that juncture, the second visit is really going to tell the patient exactly what we found, what's going on, and what their options are for care, and why it's important to make certain choices.
Okay, so let's say we've finally narrowed it down, and it is a decompression issue, or a compression issue, I guess, in the back. How does decompression therapy work?
Well, it's awesome. You know, I haven't used it my whole chiropractic career, and I've been using it for the last 4 or 5 years, and I found it, you know, really, really important in the fact that no matter what I did prior with disc injuries, adjusting patients and helping correct their posture, if they were at a state where the disc was too irritated, bulged, aggravated, we'd call it moderate. There's mild, moderate, severe. When you're in a moderate state, there's not much I can really do to help decompress that with any modalities I had prior. But since getting the VAX decompression tables, what the VAX decompression tables is literally give you decompression. So it separates the joints, and it's painless. It doesn't hurt at all. It's like someone stretching you, and to give the disc more room to suck back in. So we've had a number of patients treated with VAX-D, and currently it exceeds 3,000 per day in all of North America. So it's a very common modality that's used, especially in the United States. They use it a lot because it works well. And simply what it's doing is giving the disc room to at least remove its pressure off the nerve, or best case scenario, which we've had several times, suck back in.
Now, we've talked about when those sort of back injuries happen, how the muscles in the back really try to protect the injury, and they tighten up around the injury. And the big thing is to get the muscles to loosen up in a natural, organic sort of style. And I know I had an issue one time, and I went and had some treatment, and it was a physiotherapy treatment that loosened it up great while I was in their office. But then by the time I got back out to my car to drive home, I could feel it tightening up. By the time I got home, I could barely get out of the car. But the decompression table actually is pretty sneaky the way it works.
It's a really neat table. VAX decompression, I believe there's one more table that potentially does this nowadays, but VAX D has been around a long time. What VAX D has is a biofeedback mechanism. That's a fancy way of saying when the tension of the table feels you pulling against it, it lets go until your body can relax again and then begins to pull. So what you're doing is you're inducing a nice gradual separation rather than what most traction tables do, or even the inversion tables that many people have. They ask me all the time, should I get an inversion table? I go, it's great for 1 or 2 minutes, but after that, you know, you're having your body guard from you, you know,
right,
essentially separating. you know. So therefore, like you said there so well, is that the muscles will tighten and guard against the actual modality that we're using, which we don't want, because therefore the benefit's going to stop at that point. You might get injured. So with these tables that we use, the VAX decompression tables, there's a built-in mechanism that reduces the effect of your guarding muscles coming into play, which is great, because at the end of the decompression session, you get more decompression than you would otherwise.
So in essence, it pulls, releases, pulls, releases, pulls, just use really simple layman's terms, but
it
kind of coaxes the body along to a point where the body just continues to go with the treatment, and it's a symbiotic relationship.
And that's the cool thing about it. It's very gentle and smooth. Most people notice a reduction in pain while they're on the table. So people would assume going on a table might hurt. On the contrary, they notice a reduction in pain, and a lot of patients fall asleep because they're very relaxed. So we always tell people to bring a radio or bring their earphones and an iPod or their phone just to listen to some music and relax on the table and chill out and enjoy the session, because it's never very aggressive at all.
Now, it sounds like it would have a pretty broad application, but is there anyone who you could describe who would be a perfect candidate for decompression?
Anybody that's been dealing with chronic low back pain that has tried several things and it doesn't seem to go away is a very big alarm right there. There's an indicator that something's off. It's not just back muscles or soreness. The obvious ones are anybody with bulging or herniated discs, anybody that's went to get x-rays done in the past and their doctor or chiropractor or practitioner has told them that they have what they call degenerative disc disease. That's exactly a candidate for decompression. Now, the thing is, a lot of people mistake degenerative disc disease. It sounds such a nasty word, disease, and simply what it means, we use it kind of weirdly in society. Disease means dis-ease, so it means out of balance. So all it's saying that you've got degeneration in your disc that's not normal, essentially, is what degenerative disc disease is.
Okay.
And I say that to patients so they don't get a bit freaked out when they hear the word disease. It tends to freak a lot of people out. That's a big one. Now, we're talking about low back, but it's just the same for neck as well. If someone's had chronic neck pain for years, there could be a disc bulge in there. If they've been diagnosed with degenerative disc disease or herniations in their neck, here's an awesome option, because really the only other option for most people is surgery. And they may do surgical intervention on low back, but I don't know very many people that will do it on neck, because it's very dangerous. So people are stuck with having weakness in their arms or numbness, tingling in their arms, sore shoulders that are chronic. So any of those symptoms that one may have could be suggesting that there's an issue with their neck discs.
And the decompression table is good for that as well?
Absolutely. So we do a lot of patients, actually, we do a dual decompression, which means we do half the cycle on their low back and half the cycle on their neck, because they both come in with two disc injuries in two different areas.
We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab, Dr. Niz, as we like to call him. He's from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. As we mentioned earlier in the show, every week that Dr. Niz comes on, he opens up spots for 20 new patients in his clinic the next week. So, clinic, is that the correct term?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
Good. Just want to make sure I'm hitting all the right spots there. Bottom line is, if you think that you need something looked at by Dr. Niz, absolutely give them a call today. Phone number is 780-422-1087. And if you get the machine, just leave a message. They'll get back to you. 780-422-1087. Jolene and Donnie are there right now. If you want to book a consultation, you can do that at no charge. If you know you need some work done, if you book your first new patient exam, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate off that. And you can find out more at citycenterhealth.com. If you have a question for Dr. Niz, by all means, feel free to give us a text, 630-630. We'll be back after a very short break. This is Tati the Experts on 630 Chad.
They've been doing it right for 45 years. Canada's largest one-day public auto auction. Saturday, April 2nd at Michener Allen Auctions. Whether you're buying or selling vehicles, equipment, or RVs, Michener Allen brings thousands of buyers and sellers to one location. Approximately 1,200 cars, trucks, vans, and RVs up for sale. Preview the growing inventory at maauctions.com. Live internet bidding available. Sale time is 9 a.m. Saturday, April 2nd at Michener Allen Auctions in Atchison. It's the auction advantage. We have the selection. You set the price. Visit maauctions.com. Maauctions.com.
Happening now, it's RV Wars here on the West End. Again, it is basically a free RV show, everything the industry has to offer under a beautiful heated showroom. It's absolutely gorgeous. 150 new and used tent trailers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes, all indoors, as I mentioned, save on the last of the 2015s. Now, that's important, because these 2015s were purchased, of course, when the dollar was a lot better as far as the Canadian dollar goes, so that means the savings are even better, and they're very motivated to sell you one of those. We've got three of Edmonton's biggest dealerships here, and they're all very motivated, and they all want your business. So you can do the math. That means you're going to save a ton of money. I've been talking to some of the great sales representatives here today. They're saying what you're purchasing here today are those family memories that are absolutely priceless. That's right. You make those memories with your family, and you can do that starting this RV season, but you got to come down and take advantage of it. Free hot dogs, free parking, free admission, on-the-spot financing. RV Wars, it's on now. Again, 173rd Street and 100th Avenue.
No matter where your day takes you across Alberta, now you can stay connected with Rogers. You can share pictures of the sights while snowmobiling in Grand Prairie, share important files while visiting clients around Banff, or call your family on the way home from a weekend in Fort McMurray. Whether it's business or pleasure, with a wireless plan from Rogers, you can stay connected wherever you go. Visit rogers.com/coverage for more information.
Are you living with chronic pain? Had an injury? Awaiting surgery? Is pain putting your life on hold? Ask your doctor about pain management injections offered by Canada Diagnostic Centers. Our pain management injections directly target problem areas with specialized medications to reduce or eliminate pain. Most procedures are covered by Alberta Healthcare. Canada Diagnostic Centers offers pain management injections at 4 locations in Edmonton and Sherwood Park. To find a clinic near you, visit canadadiagnostics.ca.
Jeff McKellarin here for McKellarin's Fine Furniture. The Dutch auction is on right now on over 250 pieces worth over $700,000. And you set the price. Until noon, the discount is 25%, 35% from noon till 1, and the discount will continue to increase up to 75% by 4 p.m.
And you're still sure the Dutch are okay with this?
Why don't we assume the Dutch are really happy, okay? McKellarin's Dutch auction on 124th Street in Jasper Ave. Come, set your price.
Now is a hot time to buy a new furnace with a cool offer from Reliance the Furnace Company. For a limited time, buy a featured furnace and we'll give you a free air conditioner when you pay for installation. Free air conditioner when you buy a furnace? That's a hot deal that'll keep you warm this season and cool the next. Savings today, comfort year-round. Conditions apply. For details, call 1-866-RELIANCE. That's 1-866-RELIANCE. Because at Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are.
Celebrate the past and support the Fort. The Fort Edmonton Foundation presents Celebrating the Future of the Past Gala Fundraiser in support of Fort Edmonton Park. On April 16th at the Winspear Center for Music, enjoy a roaring 20s themed dance party with some ritzy food and drinks featuring dueling pianos by John Cameron Entertainment and live music by Uptown. Get your tickets at forted.ca or call 780-496-6977. Celebrating the Future of the Past Spring Gala on April 16th with the Fort Edmonton Foundation.
630 CHED is Edmonton's number one commercial radio for news, talk, and sports. When you advertise with 630 CHED, you promote your product or service to engage listeners who demonstrate a higher recall of your ad. To learn more, visit 630CHED.com and click on the advertise icon.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're talking today with Dr. Nizar Saab. Neither one of us can talk today. We're having a great show. Dr. Nizar Saab, Dr. Niz, we like to call him, City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic, and we were talking about decompression therapy just before the break and had one of our listeners text in and ask, can you help a person who's in a wheelchair and suffering from disc issues? Now, it's not so much that they're in a wheelchair, but I guess you need to know what the issues are.
Because in a wheelchair doesn't negate the fact that we can help anybody. That's not an issue at all. It would be essentially the condition they're dealing with and how mobile they are. So the best thing to do would be come in and have a consultation if they want a chat first rather than booking a new patient exam. That'd be a good opportunity. This way, you know, there's no money spent, there's no commitment. Then we can actually discuss to see if there's an availability for the person in the wheelchair and take it from there.
And that's the thing about you. You always do a pretty thorough investigation first off before you get started. And if it's something you can help them with, away you go. And if not, you direct them to wherever they need to go?
Absolutely. You know, we don't want people to come in and waste their time or money if there's something that we can't do for them. So I like the opportunity of discussing with people what they're dealing with, and then if we can't help them, then direct them in a place that may be able to. The majority of time, you know, to be honest with you, the majority of time we can. It's just that there are some certain conditions where there's been surgeries in the past. There's a lot of hardware, as they call it, in the body, metal plates, screws, and so forth, that we can't get around. So therefore, it's very challenging for us to use some of our modalities. But other than that, the majority of people that come through our door, we're able to help in one way or another. You know, we have several different modalities at the clinic with VAX decompression. We obviously do posture retraining programs. We use a K laser, which is an awesome tool, which is something we're going to talk about in a bit. And we also work a lot on peripheral neuropathy, which is probably one of the most devastating conditions out there today, because there really isn't any treatment for it. There's just treating the symptoms of it that's out there today.
I was just going to lead into that. We talked about how you, if someone comes in and they say they have a sore leg, you ask enough questions and check out enough to find out what the root of it is, and if it's something in the spine, you treat the spine to fix the leg. And I think everyone should learn from that. They should always ask their care provider, what's the cause of this? Why is this? Where's this coming from? And I was going to say, you get a lot of people now getting the pains in the feet, primarily, sometimes in the fingertips.
Yeah.
That is an indication of peripheral neuropathy.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people would assume just off the cuff from most that if they come in with, we'll use feet for example, they come in with numbness or tingling in their feet, a lot of people would assume it's probably a disc injury, a low back injury, and the nerve flow is not going into the foot properly, which is a good assumption because that's usually what it used to be most of the time, and that's where we use our decompression program. Any numbness or tingling or pain in the legs, potentially a disc, then we can use our decompression. But what we're seeing a lot of are people coming in with specific symptoms in their feet, you know, a tingling, a sensitivity to the touch, intense burning, especially at night, or the opposite, freezing when their feet are actually quite warm. So what that is that's peripheral neuropathy, sometimes known as diabetic neuropathy. What that simply means is the nerve is dying at the ends. So the ends of the fingertips or the ends of the toes, so it happens in the hands as well, the nerves are dying off. This happens for several reasons, but the most common or leading cause of neuropathy today is diabetes. 70% of people with diabetes will suffer from peripheral neuropathy. And the sad part is it's preventable. It's not something that has to happen. It's the nerve is starting to die, or without getting too technical, there's an insulation around a nerve, just like electrical wire. If you peeled that insulation off that wire would start firing differently. That's what happens to the nerve. So the laser treatment that we do actually restores the insulation around that nerve, hence having the nerve start to fire properly again, and then your symptoms start to go away.
And we should stress to everybody, although it originates as diabetic neuropathy, it's not just people who have diabetes who could suffer from it.
Absolutely. Diabetes, like I said, is one of the most leading causes, but trauma is a common cause, injury of the nerve, sports injuries, car accidents, falls, you know, broken ankles, broken feet, or dislocated bones. But there's also systemic diseases that often cause peripheral neuropathy, kidney disorders, hormonal imbalances, alcoholism, or any other form of toxicity, and probably one of the biggest ones, unfortunately, today in regards to forms of increased toxicity of the body is prolonged prescription drug use.
Okay, we're gonna talk about that right after the news break. We do have to take a quick break for news. If you'd like to sit down with Dr. Niz and his team and get a free consultation, by all means, call right now, 780-422-1087. If you're pretty sure you need some work done and you want to book your first new patient exam, if you call today, you'll receive $50 off that new patient exam. Just give them a call. Jolene and Donnie will explain it to you. You can find out more at citycenterhealth.com. That number again, 780-422-1087. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
How do we elevate our small business? By helping expectant moms look and feel their best through their pregnancy and beyond. Our customers always leave our store feeling dressed to the ninth. I'm Tara Strudwick, co-founder of Yo Mama Maternity Wear in Edmonton. Another way we elevate our business is banking at RBC.
Elevate your small business banking. Get electronic banking solutions that save you time and money. Visit rbc.com/elevate.
This year, let Indigo Kids help you plan your spring break escape. Visit any Indigo or Chapters to find the hottest new books for kids and teens, an amazing selection of toys and games, and great deals on top brands. And you'll earn 10 times the plum points on Lego all month long. Plus, drop by Indigo Kids for exclusive in-store spring break activities with Play-Doh, Plushcraft, Klutz, and more. Visit indigo.ca today to start planning your spring break escape. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Scott here from Sherwood Dodge and the new St. Albert Dodge, along with my special guest, the Nuge. So, Ryan, I was going to get you to give me a hand with this commercial.
Is that supposed to be funny?
My sense is no. So, do you want to give it a try?
The thing?
Yeah.
Ryan Nugent Hopkins here for St. Albert Dodge.
Okay, it's coming along. I got to hand it to you.
The hand thing again. Makes me want to laugh my face off.
Face off? Now, you see, that's funny.
Well, we did need something.
630 CHED. News, traffic, and weather together.
Good morning from the 630 CHED 24-hour news center. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois. A year-old homicide has led to charges against two people. The investigation began in February of last year. Police say two men were found with stab wounds in the area of 102nd Street and 107th Avenue, with a third man found stabbed in a nearby apartment. 23-year-old Deng Matthew Garang Tong of Edmonton would soon die of injuries in hospital, but police believe both incidents were related. And while there's no word on a possible motive yet, 37-year-old Billy Joe Nelson and 27-year-old Tyler Strathdy have both been charged with first-degree murder. They're also charged with three counts each of attempted murder and aggravated assault. Premier Rachel Notley says she's looking for at least $1 billion in infrastructure money in the federal budget, which will be tabled Tuesday afternoon. The province's economy is being hammered by low oil prices, and the province is predicting a deficit of up to $10 billion in its budget, due to be tabled next month. Russian crews have recovered both black boxes from the wreckage of a Dubai airliner, which nosedived and exploded in a giant fireball while trying to land at Rostov-on-Don. All 62 people aboard the Boeing 737 operated by FlyDubai were killed. The plane crashed about 250 meters short of the runway. Investigators believe a strong wind approaching hurricane force may have caused the crash. Tonight marks the 10th edition of Earth Hour. That's when you're being asked to join millions of other people around the world in turning off your lights for an hour starting at 8:30 p.m. local time, as way to draw attention to environmental issues, including climate change. Last year, Toronto recorded a 3.5% drop in power consumption, and Edmonton recorded a drop of 6.3%. Calgary saw almost no change at all. Checking 630 CHED weather, mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, some 40 kilometer per hour winds and a high of 7 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Wind will ease off a little bit in the overnight period for a low of minus 5. An increase of cloudiness tomorrow morning, then some 20 kilometer per hour winds and a high of 6 degrees. In Edmonton, it's 2 degrees. Your next report at 12 noon. I'm Scott C. Bourgeois for 630 CHED. News on demand at 630CHED.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to Shaw. Save up to $1,000 with a 2-year value plan. Learn more at shaw.ca/value plan.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're with Dr. Niz, Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. We're talking a bit about peripheral neuropathy. We had a couple of texts in, too, so maybe we'll deal with these texts and we'll come back.
Sure.
And kind of wrap up with peripheral neuropathy. Somebody texted in, what would the treatment schedule be like for someone that is suffering from sciatica? How often and how long?
That's a great question. It would firstly depend. We'd have to do an examination to see what's causing the sciatica. So sciatica essentially is a feeling of a lot of discomfort in your butt region, you know, the gluteal muscles over-tightening and it goes down the leg. We need to understand exactly what the cause is. Is it a disc injury? Is it misalignment in the spine? So therefore, it's hard to give an indicator until we know what's actually causing it. Obviously, a decompression program is more intensive than just a normal chiropractic program, so that's why it could vary anywhere from 1 to 3 times a week, depending on what the condition is.
Yeah, okay. My 92-year-old dad has 3 cancer spots in his hip from metastatic prostate cancer, also had a disc removed 25 years ago. He's stiff and sore. Could you work on him with the cancer?
Yeah, that's a very good question. A lot of people have this misconception that if someone has a chronic illness, i.e. cancer or other diseases, then there's not much you can do for them, especially they would assume someone with metastatic bone cancer, which means their bones are very fragile. The first thing that comes to most people's mind is, oh, don't go to a chiropractor, you might break something. A lot of people are unaware that chiropractors have different tools to adjust. One adjustment tool we use at our clinic is called the Activator. It's a small handheld tool that adjusts the spine. And the reason I'm explaining this, Daryl, is because I have a 90-year-old patient which has prostate cancer, exact same thing.
A 90-year-old patient?
90 years old, yeah.
Okay.
With metastatic bone cancer as well. And we adjust him every week to 2 weeks. not to fix anything he's dealing with, because we can't change what he has, but to help him keep his nerve flow functioning from his low back the best it can, so while he's dealing with the cancer for the remainder of his life, he can have optimal movement to the best of his ability. So we don't fix things. We allow the person to get into a position where their nervous system-wise is functioning the best it could be, so they can deal with what they're dealing with better. So that's a long way of saying yes, but I just wanted people to understand that there's a lot of misconceptions about chiropractic adjustments. Chiropractors are trained in several ways to adjust, and there are several different adjustments. Manual is the one that most people assume happens all the time, which is the bones. When you push someone, you hear the popping sounds. I'd say 70% of my patients use activator nowadays. 30% still love that manual adjustment and the popping mm-hmm. sound. So it's completely dependent on the patient.
Just before the break, we were talking about peripheral neuropathy and the symptoms, if people are just joining us, would be a tingling, either a burning sensation or a freezing sensation in your feet when you're in bed at night, in spite of the fact that you might have four pairs of socks on and big heavy blankets, your feet still feel like they're freezing. And you described it as it's like a like an electrical wire, and the insulation's coming off the wire, and it's not working the way it should be working, and the nerve is actually dying. What do you do for that?
Absolutely. So the thing is this, that a lot of intense pain will come in those feet as well, because that, for the lack of better terms, the nerves aren't firing properly. So most kinds of treatment today for peripheral neuropathy, if someone is diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy or diabetic neuropathy, is they go after the pain. So the treatment is for the pain. So the neuropathic pain, it's difficult to control. So they're a lot of patients are prescribed analgesic drugs or drugs sold over the counter, or prescribed drugs with a lot of side effects. So it tries to block the pain or the symptoms that they're experiencing with drugs such as Cymbalta or Lyrica. What we do is something very different than that. We're not going after the pain. We're not going after the symptoms. We're actually going after the cause of it. So like you explained earlier, Daryl, that electrical wire that's getting the insulation removed off it, we're helping that insulation grow back via using our K-Laser Cube system, which is an awesome laser. I think we're the only one in Edmonton that has the K-Laser Cube. And what it does is it helps the body help restore that insulation very quickly by stimulating the cells in that area to heal properly. So it's a very different method that we use than the modern conventional method, medical method, which is give drugs to get rid of pain. We go after the cause, because the issue with that is when taking drugs to decrease the pain, the toxicity of that drug is feeding back into the whole cause of the neuropathy as well. So it's like a cycle. The neuropathy is getting worse because the drug toxicity is making it worse, but you're getting rid of symptoms while taking a drug. So it's kind of like a chronic, what we call a survival cycle.
Yeah. Well, it's like you've always said, you try to help the body to help itself. You put the body in a position where it can heal itself, and it sounds like just if you're pumping drugs into your system, that's going to be counterintuitive to that whole philosophy.
Absolutely. This is the thing, is about physiology. You can't put a toxin in the body and assume the healing ability be high. It's the opposite. If you ingest toxins, your healing ability goes down. So that's why I always tell people, make sure when you are choosing to take any sort of medications or so forth, you understand what you're doing, and also take a look at other parts of your life, because the key is you want to focus on healing.
Right.
If you have something that's wrong with you, you want to focus on healing, not getting rid of symptoms. If you focus on symptoms, you will not heal. It just doesn't, they can't happen at the same time. So what we do is we focus on healing the damaged nerve endings rather than covering the symptoms with drugs.
We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab, Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. Every time Dr. Niz comes on the air with us, he frees up 20 spots in his week, and he's done so again this time, but they do book up very quickly. So if you think you'd like to sit down and have a discussion with Dr. Niz about something that's bothering you, by all means, give his office a call today, 780-422-1087. Jolene and Donnie are there. Until what time today?
Till we return all the calls.
Okay.
Yep.
So call if you get an answering machine, leave a message. They'll give you a call back. And if you'd like to just have a consultation, there's no charge, just to sit down and chat with Dr. Niz. But if you know there's something that needs some work and you want to actually book a new patient exam, you'll receive $50 off that today. You can find out more about City Center Health at citycenterhealth.com. But like I say, the phone number is 780-422-1087. Give them a call. Talk to Jolene and Donnie. Make sure you reserve yourself a spot and get yourself looked after. We'll be back to talk about one of my favorite topics, posture, and why it's so important when we return to talk to the experts on 630 CHED.
Jeff McKelleran here for McKelleran's Fine Furniture. The Dutch Auction is on right now on over 250 pieces worth over $700,000. And you set the price. Until noon, the discount is 25%, 35% from noon till 1, and the discount will continue to increase up to 75% by 4 p.m.
And you're still sure the Dutch are okay with this?
Why don't we assume the Dutch are really happy, okay? McKelleran's Dutch Auction on 124th Street in Jasper Ave. Come, set your price.
Hey, it's Chris Sheets on location. We're at RV Wars. That's right, it's back. It's basically a free RV show, everything the industry has to offer. And again, free parking, free admission, of course, and some unbelievable deals. They have got three of the biggest RV dealers in all of Edmonton here battling for your business. I'm watching it happen right now at the tables. It's a lot of fun. I tell you what, believe me. And again, they've got 150 new and used trailers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. And it's all indoors, so comfort here. We've got hundreds of people walking around, and we're waiting for you. Saving the last of the 2015s, of course, when the dollar was much better. That means you're going to save an incredible amount of money. I've been checking out some of the deals with Rob, and it's unbelievable. And thousands off the 2016s as well. Travel trailers as low as $100 per month. Toy haulers, boy, these things are beautiful, as low as $300 a month. And the deals just keep going on and on. Free parking, free hot dogs, free admission. Please, if you can, bring a donation to the food bank and all the details and information at rvwars.ca. 173rd Street and 100th Avenue, it's RV Wars.
Don't miss this spring's must-see home and garden event, the Edmonton Home and Garden Show, on now at the Edmonton Expo Center. Get real advice and inspiration with over 600 experts, including Andre Chevenier from HDTV's Timber Kings. Plus, get great deals and discover the latest in home, entertaining, and gardening trends. The Edmonton Home and Garden Show, on now. Buy tickets online and save $3, courtesy of Renovation Find, at edmontonhomeandgardenshow.com.
An experience that is north of extraordinary. Audi Edmonton North.
Edmonton's brand new choice in luxury is Audi Edmonton North. Get into Consumer Reports' most reliable vehicle of the year during the Spring Into Audi sales event. Lease or finance your 2016 Audi Q3 from 2.9% with up to $1,500 in Spring Event credit. The brand new Audi Edmonton North on Stony Plain Road at the Henday. An experience that is truly north of extraordinary.
A member of the Jim Pattison Auto Group.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. My name is Daryl Hook. We're joined today by Dr. Nizar Saab, Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. And I always enjoy chatting with you about posture, because you were the first person to bring it to our attention that posture is, it's an epidemic situation right now across the world, probably, with all the different devices that we have that we're always looking at, sitting at our desks for 8 hours a day. What have you been finding about posture?
You know what? You're not exaggerating when you say epidemic. You're 100% right. I mean, a lot of people, I have this conversation all the time with patients, and it's funny because I love when I take a look at the initial examination form and I have a new patient in, and their reason for attending the clinic is to check their posture. I love that because that's so proactive, and I had someone come in like that yesterday morning for one of the patients early in the morning, and he had his father comes to the clinic, and I was talking to his father about posture, and his son said, well, I'm going to get my posture checked out. It's not just something that is a good idea. It should be mandatory, and I'm not trying to sell my business on people. Get your posture checked out anywhere. But the thing is, get your posture checked out, because the teen generation is running down a pathway that is in trouble. With all the technology that we have today, the texting, you name it, the actual core of the human species being removed, you see these kids that have their head down, their stomach forward, and we see it in adults, obviously. Our clinic is located right downtown in the core of downtown, where there's a ton of office buildings around us, and many of our patients come from those office buildings, and they're sitting all day long in front of a computer.
And they come walking out of those office buildings looking at their phone.
Absolutely, and it's not normal. It's not normal. I mean, if you just look down and read a text or you're working on computers, it can add anywhere up to 20 to 30 pounds of pressure on your neck. That's 20 or 30 pounds. Go lift a 20
just by having your head
1 or 2 inches forward. Okay. Go lift a 20 or 30-pound dumbbell. So that's like carrying a 20 or 30-pound helmet on your head. When we most of the time see people in the 40 and 50-pound range after we do our posture assessment on them. So that leads to decreasing the normal curve of the neck. And when you do that, it's not just a postural thing anymore. You decrease your immune system. You increase muscle tension. Headaches are the leading cause from postural misalignment. There hasn't been a patient I've seen in 16 years that didn't have a forward head posture that came in with headaches. So it's obviously, and they did a research paper years ago on it, 6,000 headache sufferers, the number one common denominator with everyone, 6,000 of them was forward head posture, which means your head's too far forward over your shoulders. Shoulder pain or numbness and tingling in arms is something we see a lot. That has a lot to do with posture. So, I mean, this is something that's been researched for over 100 years. It's not something new, but for some reason we've become accustomed to thinking sitting and texting and all these things we do on the computer is okay because there hasn't been a lot of education on how devastating it is to your health.
Now, you said that it's not normal. Tragically, it is normal. It's the norm that everybody's doing it. But, and I'm sure a lot of people out there listening are going, I'm fine. I know I'm fine. But what are some of the symptoms that they might be feeling that maybe indicate to them, you got to do something about what's happening?
The big ones are any sort of headaches. Neck pain or shoulder pain are probably, the most of the symptoms that we see. And simply because if you think about the head being forward, it pulls your whole upper body forward. So we get a lot of people with shoulder pain into the shoulder socket or also in the back. You know, the back of your shoulder blades, in between your shoulder blades. A lot of extra tension or pain. We get people coming in with dysfunction in their arms. So that could be many things. Numbness, tingling, pain, weakness. That's just the upper body. But now we go on to what could bad posture do to the rest of your body. Earlier in the program, we were talking about decompression for disc bulges and herniations. That's where it comes from. If it's not an acute injury to your body, what essentially you're doing is that extra weight that you're adding by having poor posture and leaning forward all day, every day, 365 days a year, is you're putting more pressure on the disc. The disc can only handle so much before it finally starts to have to go somewhere. So it needs to bulge or herniate somewhere because there's too much pressure. It's kind of like a jelly donut. You can only put so much pressure on a jelly donut before the jelly's going to pop out. So posture is just not something for aesthetic reasons or because it's going to be helpful for you. It's for your entire well-being.
For
your entire life.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, this is the really cool thing that I've experienced in the last 3 to 4 years. We use a specific posture training system, and it's done remarkable work for us. And it's done at home. You know, it's not that people have to come in all the time. We adjust them. You can come in 5 days a week for an adjustment, but if you're not training your posture, I can't really help you very much after that. So you might feel better, but you're not going to change your posture. So our posture training programs are take-home programs so you and your family can use them. And then what happens is, as you start working these programs with stretches and training, your posture goes back to equilibrium. Now, a lot of people will come in and say, well, I've had this for like 50 years. How's that going to go away? As long as one is not fused, you can always retrain the body. So we have people coming in that are young, 12, 13 years old. We have people that are coming in who are much older than that, in their 60s, 70s, that are doing the posture training program, and it's working the same for both. So at the end of the day, the human body is designed a certain way. It's easier to take it back to its original design than take it away from its original design. That's why it takes such hard work to have bad posture over the years. You have to condition it years and years and years and years to finally get that posture to hold. But the great news is you don't have to work that hard to get it back. But you have to have the right program, and you have to have the right education and instruction to get the program, to get the posture back.
So I always envisioned that the program would be your mom there with a yardstick snapping people across the fingers, straighten up!
My mom is far from abusive in that way. She wouldn't do that. She might yell at you a little, but she would never do that.
I was kidding
anyway,
Mom. It's
okay. Of course. My mom is an angel. But, it's funny because when we were kids, we'd always get teachers or our parents telling us to straighten up. The problem was is they never kind of explained to us why, because I don't even know if they knew why. I think it was more of an aesthetic thing. Sit up. That's proper. That's right. The thing is, they were so right, our teachers and our parents, in telling us to sit up straight, because it is one of the most important things that a human species can do. It's impossible to have a vehicle, we use a car for example, and misalign the frame and ride that vehicle normal for the rest of that vehicle's life. So if you looked at the body like a machine, the parts are in perfect place for a reason. Once you start moving the parts around, things start grinding, things start working harder, and things start breaking. And that's what happens to the human body.
So you mentioned the obvious ones. People have headaches or tingling in their fingers and a number of other symptoms that you went over. That's definitely a warning sign to come in and check it out. But if someone just thinks they might be putting themselves in danger because their job or whatever they do is they're hunched over something, a computer, a desk all day long, just getting up at the end of the day and having a big stretch and, you know, moving your head and neck around, that's not enough.
No, exactly. And you don't need symptoms, but the majority of the people will have it because you just can't get around the symptoms in your shoulders and low back. But an easy test at home to do is, if you have someone with you, is just stand up straight, let them look at you from the side, and if your ear and your shoulder are in line, like if you drew a line through your ear and it went right through the middle of the shoulder, then congratulations. You
have a vertical line from your ear down.
You have pretty good posture.
Shoulder.
That's great. Chances are it's not going to happen for a lot of people. It just doesn't. So the thing is, what we do is we assess people's posture regardless if they have a symptom or not, because it's always fundamentally a postural issue. So anybody that's, you know, I mean, I think most people know that their posture isn't great and the activities that they're doing isn't great. So if anybody, you know, is looking to see where it's at and what kind of improvement, you know, is out there for them, that's what we do at our clinic. Our posture restoration programs are literally designed to do that, restore your posture.
If you have posture that needs a bit of a correction, Dr. Niz is the guy. Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. Give them a call today. They only have 20 spots open for new patients, and we'd love you to be one of them. I think you'll love it, too, once you get a hold of Dr. Niz and you sit down and work with his team. 780-422-1087. You can also find out more at citycenterhealth.com. But if you want to give them a call, book your consultation. A consultation is free if you'd like to just sit down and chat. If you know for sure you have something you want to get done, you want to book your new patient exam, you can get $50 off by calling today. Jolene and Donnie are standing by. 780-422-1087. When we come back, we're going to talk about lasers. Lasers have become ubiquitous in treatment. We're going to talk about all the things that lasers can do for you. This is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Our tough economic times have left many Alberta families struggling to make ends meet. I'm Captain Pam Goodyear from the Salvation Army, and it's during times like these that Albertans are there for one another. And so is the Salvation Army. Together, we can bring hope and compassion to those in our community who need it most. If we all give a little, we can help a lot. Donate at salvationarmy.ca.
Explore every road this spring with a no-charge navigation system during Mazda's Shift into Spring event. That's right. When you purchase or lease any new Mazda, you get a navigation system at no extra charge and get 0% purchase financing on select models. Plus, enjoy any journey with Mazda's unrivaled SkyActiv technology. It's one reason why the 2016 CX-3 won Ajax Canadian Utility Vehicle of the Year. Don't wait. Mazda's Shift into Spring event ends March 31st. Visit your Prairie dealer and Mazda.ca today.
The wait is over, because W Network's hit series Hockey Wives is back with new episodes. Follow the wives as they take on new challenges.
I want to give other girls that chance to know that you don't have to live with depression.
And face turmoil on the ice.
Any minute they can just turn their back on him.
And off it.
Can't you see that I'm not wearing my ring anymore?
Is engagement off?
I knew it was going to be hard, but not that hard.
Hockey Wives, a new episode Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific on W Network.
Brought to you by LG Home Appliances.
Spring is coming. Is it time for a fresh new look in your kitchen? Let the sun shine on your brand new countertops from PF Custom Countertops. PF Custom Countertops designs, builds, and installs granite, quartz, laminate, and solid surface countertops for Edmonton and surrounding area. And their in-house granite services mean a simpler process, more options, and a faster service time. Breakfast in your old kitchen, dinner in your new. It's a PF promise. Learn more at pfcustomcountertops.com.
Discover why people are calling the Royal Coach Dining Room in the Chateau Louis Hotel the best-kept secret in Edmonton. This Friday, Italian Pasta Bar features an amazing selection of ingredients, which the chef turns into your personalized pasta dish. Relax on Sundays with an exceptional brunch buffet filled with chilled seafood, decadent desserts, fresh omelets, waffles, and fabulous entrees. And on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, check out Julian's Piano Bar with 65 single malt scotches to sip and live entertainment. Find all this and more at the Chateau Louis Hotel on Kingsway.
I saw a van for some company. It had two things printed on the side. We speak English and we delivery.
Don't miss comedian Brian Regan at the Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium August 27th. Find out how you can win tickets by visiting 630chad.com.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily represent the views and policies of 630 CHED. Now, back to Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
Welcome back to Talk to the Experts. We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab today. Dr. Niz from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic. And just before the break, I was talking about lasers. And I bet when you were a kid, you never thought you'd be zapping people with lasers like Star Trek. Did you ever accidentally, you know, put a big hole through somebody? Because no, I know how lasers work. Don't try and fool me, man.
I kind of wish we'd had lasers like that. It would be really cool. Yeah, I mean, as a kid, I always dreamed that there'd be something like that.
You're a little behind on your bill, and I've got this laser now. Really?
And the lightsabers, remember those from Star Wars? Yeah, this is really neat. You know, the irony of it is that as new as people think K-laser is, it's one of the most researched modalities out there today. It's been around since the 1970s in Europe, so it's not anything new. There's over 2,500 clinical studies all over the world around lasers, and what we use is a class 4 laser. There's different classes, and the highest class for what we work with is class 4. So it essentially is 24 more times powerful than class 3, which a lot of people use as well. So there's just different types of lasers out there. We happen to have the only K-laser cube in the city, and what that allows us to do is get results quicker. So the whole idea is we don't have to spend a lot of time during a laser session with the patient, and we don't have to do that many visits with the patient to get a great result. It's really neat because it essentially works in the way that it's not, obviously people can come in with a condition or pain. It's for pain reduction, and it also decreases inflammation in the area. So it, without getting too fancy or technical, just imagine your body has its own healing ability. You know, right. You cut your finger, it's going to heal. It's going to scab over. It's going to... All of these things that happen in your body happen the way they're supposed to. What the laser does is it doesn't fix you. It follows the same philosophy that we follow in our clinic, which is holism, which means the laser helps you fix yourself quicker. And it does it by increasing localized red blood cells in the area, and it draws in the oxygen that you need and the nutrients to help yourself heal quicker than you are.
So what are some of the conditions that would be treated with laser therapy?
Any acute injuries are common. You know, people that have injured themselves, you know, yesterday or a week ago, a sprain, a strain, shoulder injuries are big ones. But the big ones that a lot of people we see in our clinic that come in with are repetitive injuries, chronic issues, like osteoarthritis. So people would say, well, how can you heal arthritis? Arthritis is a condition. Or a disease or whatever they may call it. I go, no, arthritis just means your knee is wearing out. What we're doing is we're helping the bone and the ligaments and the muscles in the area heal a lot quicker so you can't feel the arthritic change. We can't get that generation back. You know, when there's degeneration.
Yeah.
But obviously something's causing it. So we take a look at the cause, and the laser helps get rid of the symptoms that you may have. So we deal with shoulders as well. That's a big one. And we're getting a lot of plantar fasciitis cases in. So for people who don't know what that is, that's foot pain on the bottom of your foot. So we get a lot of cases that have dysfunction in their feet. So essentially, you know, to sum it up, anything with back pain, shoulder pain, knee pain, any itises. You know, a lot of people are given, like, you have tendonitis, you have arthritis. These are the conditions that we can really help heal a lot quicker than they actually are.
We're talking to Dr. Nizar Saab from City Center Health, Edmonton Chiropractic, and I wish we had more time, as I always do, because I'm looking at the clock and I'm saying, okay, we're running down to our top hour news break. That means the hour's over. We always learn a lot from you when you're here about, again, decompression therapy, peripheral neuropathy, the posture retraining, the laser therapy, all good things that people, I think, just suffer from and don't realize this is something I can get checked out, this is something I should get checked out, and something that I can probably get taken care of.
Yes.
So by all means, if you have an issue and you're thinking, yeah, Dr. Niz sounds like the guy, give him a call, 422-1087. You can book a free consultation. You can also book, if you know there's something that needs some work, book your new patient exam. You'll receive $50 off if you book today. You can talk to Jolene and Donnie. They'll explain it to you. 780-422-1087. Also, check out the website, citycenterhealth.com. Dr. Niz, have a great weekend. And everyone else, stay tuned. We've got Rob Chalk from Altitude Accounting coming up to answer your tax questions. Right after the news break, this is Talk to the Experts on 630 CHED.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of 630 CHED.
Always going to shout it from the mountain. Your tires just ain't fitting. Let's preach it from the choir that you need proper tires. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Oh, yes, you do. To a Ford service expert, the difference between tires is that obvious. so they'll find the right tires to fit your vehicle and driving habits perfectly. And they won't be undersold on tires when it comes to your Ford.
Beware of parts unknown.
See stuff for details.
See the details.
Jeff McKellarin here from McKellarin's Fine Furniture. The Dutch auction is on right now on over 250 pieces worth over $700,000, and you set the price. Until noon, the discount is 25%, 35% from noon till 1, and the discount will continue to increase up to 75% by 4 p.m.
And you're still sure the Dutch are okay with this?
Why don't we assume the Dutch are really happy, okay? McKellarin's Dutch auction on 124th Street in Jasper Ave. Come, set your price.
In just 6 months, the doors to Rogers Place will open in downtown Edmonton. Don't miss your chance to become an Oilers season seat holder. The Oilers season seat registry is the only way to access season seats as they become available. And with millions of Oilers fans, there are still only so many seats. So if you want to be there for...
Schwartzheim scores! Connor McDavid scores!
Then join the Oilers season seat registry today at EdmontonOilers.com. That's the Oilers season seat registry at EdmontonOilers.com. See you at Rogers Place.
This is Chorus Entertainment Edmonton, Kissin' Country 103.9, where Edmonton gets